How much money, if any, do you spend playing the lottery? Well, if you're an average person in one of the states that has a lottery, I'm guessing about $300 per year. That is according to recent data from the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries, which found that in 2014, Americans spent $70 billion on the lottery. That means more is spent per person on lotteries than on sports tickets, books, video games, or movie tickets. Derek Thompson joins us with more from New York. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He's been writing about this. And Derek, $70 billion, is that a regular year for the lottery or is that a lot?
No, this is surprisingly essentially a regular year for the lottery. Mm. It's been about $70 billion for the last few years. And something about what you just said, it's not just that we spend more on lottery tickets than on sports tickets or books or video games or movie tickets. It's that we spend more on lottery tickets than all those things plus recorded music sales combined.
Wow.
That's how much $70 billion truly is. And when you think, you know, $300 per person, that's just the national average. On a state-to-state basis, it varies rather wildly.
And you could have people spending a lot more than that in any individual state. And this is big money for states, as we know. About 40% of ticket sales go into state revenue. Where does that money go and how much of state budgets typically rely on it?
So the money goes to all the places that one would expect states to spend money. It goes to health, it goes to education, to economic development, environmental upkeep. I mean, to give people a sense of how dramatic the disparity is between states, there are places like Rhode Island, South Dakota, Massachusetts, where people are spending $700 per person. That's more than twice the national average, almost three times the national average. But you compare that to other states, Montana, Oklahoma, North Dakota, where they're spending far less than $100 per year. So very, very little. But overall, when you look at where this money is going to, it's going to state governments. It's going essentially to pay for the very same things that people want to be paid for anyway. Lotteries are a game, but at the same time, they are a tax. 40% of that money is taken by the state. 45% of any winnings over $600 are also taken by the federal and state governments. So this is a revenue-generating activity.
And you would argue that it's a regressive tax. You cite research from Duke University that found that the poorest third of households buy half of all lottery tickets. Now, the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries says on its website the lottery is not a regressive tax because it is voluntary. The question comes up, Derek, is it morally acceptable for states to be making money this way when we know that the poorest third of households are going to buy half of all lottery tickets? Those are who are paying that tax.
This is clearly a judgment call on which people have very strong opinions on both sides. I believe that it is immoral. I think it is pernicious to essentially prey upon the hopes of poor Americans to fund government, which should be paid for by the kind of taxes that we've actually seen declining in the last 20 years, like corporate income taxes. Mm. It seems pretty clear that lower income people are more likely to buy this as an investment and not just as a game. A clever study looked at it, compared movie tickets to lottery tickets, and found that local lottery ticket sales rise with poverty, but movie tickets do not. In other words, lotto games aren't merely just another form of cheap entertainment like movies. They're also a prayer against poverty. And so is this the kind of government, especially in an age of income inequality, that we want to fund? One that asks lower-income people who have been hurt by globalization and technology in the last 20 years to bear more of government spending and then to call it a voluntary act at the end. That seems to me to be too tricky and actually quite pernicious.
Well, it doesn't seem that your argument is being heard by states out there. Back in 1980, I see only 14 states held lotteries, and now it's up in the 40s.
43, including Washington, D.C. This is my take on that. A political cynic could say that lotteries are the perfect public policy because they're a tax without an organized lobby to oppose it. Every other big tax in the country, a corporate income tax is going to anger corporations. A high individual tax rate is going to annoy rich people. But because lotteries are seen by so many as not only a game, but also possibly a ticket out of poverty, you don't have lower income and middle income people complaining the same way they would about other taxes. But it seems to me that what's happening here is that because the effective tax rate of lotteries at 40% or above is so high, that what you're essentially doing is asking people to give you their prayers and then taxing their prayers against poverty. Even if there is no structured, organized lobby on K Street to actively and successfully fight against this at the national level and then at the state level as well, I still think that there is pretty clear demographic evidence that this is not a public policy we should be proud of.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. You can read more about this and weigh in with your thoughts at hereandnow.org. I have to say, I'll occasionally pick up one of the scratcher tickets, although never really thinking that I'm going to win. And when I do, I usually make back the $2 that I spent. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you.